Hello, I'm Anastasia and welcome to my podcast. This is episode 2 and today we have a very special guest here. You can find his name in the Wikipedia page of artificial nails if you will search for acrylic nails or artificial nails, because he was the one who was there at the beginning of our nail industry. Mr. Fred Slack. He is the president of Research and Development Department in NSI Nail Systems International, and he basically knows everything about the nail industry from the beginning. And the question I would like to discuss today is asked so many times by nail technicians of all levels. Fred, why do gel burn?
Gel burns mainly because the formulation of the gel itself does not match or doesn't sync with the photo activity coming from the lamp. And the problem we have with gels today, you have UV gels. These are UV activated gels. Well, you have to understand that The photo initiator is in the gel itself. So when you're looking at the gel and you're taking the gel out of the jar or whatever you're using, the photo initiator is in the gel. The activation of that photo initiator comes from the light. Well, many people, they buy the cheapest light they can. Well, in UV chemistry, the photo initiators used to photopolymerize gels for UV, that photo initiator is quite different than the photo initiator used to photopolymerize LED. One is a broad range, which is like a funnel, and the materials are easily photopolymerized. However, the LED is a narrow wavelength. And that's why when you look at the LED lights, you see in most lights anywhere from 12 to 16, they call them diodes in the lights. Well, what a lot of people don't understand is that if you don't match the light system to the gel system, the result that you're going to get, burning is one of them. There's a lot of burning, and what a lot of customers say, well, don't worry about the burning, just put the hand in and out of the light. Well, there's also something called polymerization shrinkage. And sometimes when you put a nail product on a client, they'll say the nails feel very tight. They feel like, I don't know, they can't describe it, but they're tight. Well, what that is actually polymerization shrinkage. And what's happening is the material is shrinking to the nail. And some clients think they say, this is really painful. Well, this happens not only in gels, it happens in acrylics. If you don't have the right amount of accelerator in the liquid and catalyst in the powder and it sets too fast, you have what you call polymerization shrinkage. Well, the heat that you feel on the nail, what's happening is the photopolymerization shrinkage is tight to the nail, and that heat, the heat isn't gradual. It doesn't go like this. It goes like this, and it's like a spike. And it's not only the heat that presents the problem. In some cases, the bonding of the nail product to the nail bed is not the same as it would be if the light is matched to the chemistry of the gel.
Thank you so much. So we guys need to match the UV or LED light with the products we're working with. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Do not forget to subscribe if you would like to learn more, and I will hear you in my next episode. Goodbye.